Hello, everybody, and welcome to All Sports Best. I'm Trey Gonzalez, and we have on a very special guest today, and I'm excited to have him on the show as he has plenty of professional experience in different leagues for football, and that is his name is Darren Wilson, a former defensive tackle for the New York Jets, Nebraska Danger, Cedar Rapids Titans, and there's more to that list. But Darren, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How you doing, man?
Thank you very much for asking, but I'm doing good. Yeah, I appreciate you for being on, and I just kind of wanted to start off with just kind of where you started, man. I mean, you said you're from New Jersey. You know, what was it like growing up?
Very different. I have really like an odd story. I mean, I wasn't always the most focused athlete as a child. As a kid growing up, my mom, where I live, she couldn't afford to sign me up for football as a child until we moved to a different city in New Jersey. And basically that's when I got started with football. I got started around age 10. Yeah, age 10 was my first year of football. And from then on, I've always played football, but I wasn't dedicated to the game until my sophomore year in college.
Okay, very cool. So you were kind of just coasting. Would you say you were kind of coasting, just kind of going off of your talent, just kind of running off of your talent? Is that kind of how it was, give or take?
That's exactly what I was doing. Just being able to use my feet and my size. I mean, that was what I was talented with, and that's what I used to get over. And I mean, it works for a certain amount of time until you get to a certain level, and then, you know, you have to put in the work.
Right, completely. I totally understand that. And so what turned it on for you your sophomore year? What really made you hit that switch and decide, you know what, I'm going to really pursue this?
I would say I had a talk with my uncle, my mom's older brother, and basically he was one of the only people that kept it real with me. He basically just told me, if you really want to play football, I mean, this is what you're gonna have to dive into it. I mean, he doesn't really know anything really much about football. He is a military guy, but I mean, he does know about dedication and hard work. And that basically, he didn't say it as nice as I'm saying it now, but
right.
it was that kind of discussion where it was like a life changing discussion. You know, when you hear something from, it could be anybody. You never know who's your messenger, who's going to deliver that message for you to flip that switch. And he was one of the people that flipped my switch.
For sure. So you got to tell me, out of high school, you know, after you flipped that switch, after you really went after it, you know, you got recruited a little bit and you ended up at Elizabeth City State University. What made you choose to go to North Carolina and play there?
Like I said, I got really kind of a peculiar story. Before I went to Elizabeth City State, I went to three junior colleges. I went to Dean College, Lackawanna College, and ASA College in Brooklyn. And through those years, it was very tough for me. I mean, I was all over the place. Just, I mean, like any normal kid coming out of high school, first couple of years on campus, don't really know exactly what you want to do, don't really have that much guidance, just right, hanging out pretty much. Mm-hmm. And another coach that I would say that helped me out during that time, that helped us flip my switch, was Coach Orlando Sr. and Coach DeMarcus White. And just every day just told me exactly like what do you want to do with football? Are you going to let the game use you up, or are you going to use the game? And basically, that's what basically flipped my switch on to picking Elizabeth City State. I went on other visits. I went to, I visited Virginia Union University in Richmond, Virginia. And I was supposed to visit Lincoln University and Virginia State University, but I took my Elizabeth City State visit right after my Virginia Union visit, and I just ended up verbally committing to Elizabeth City after the visit. It was a great atmosphere when I got there. Up north kid, I came down south. I got to see trees and grass and things like that. A lot of stuff like open areas and stuff like that. Just a different environment, more so a focus up environment than anything. And I felt like I could come here and actually really focus and achieve my goals. And so, that's why I chose Elizabeth City.
Okay, so as you focused, you know, how did the team, how did the coaching staff and the training staff, how did they help your development there?
Well, first and foremost, they helped me develop as a student. That was the first thing. They taught me how to study. And once you learn how to study in class, I mean, it's easier to translate over to football, how to study. Athletically, they taught me how to physically get my body prepared for a season, maintain my body throughout the season, work out during spring ball, work out in the summer, go over film, correct your mistakes, just simple things, just the X's and O's of the games, getting in your playbook, learning the entire defense so you won't sacrifice the integrity of the defense by taking gambles and risks at the wrong times on the wrong play calls. Just all in all, just developing me as a man.
What would you say is the process that you decided to take right after college to pursue professional football? You know, it can't be easy, but right out of college, you decided you wanted to go pro.
Throughout my high school career, I mean, people always tell you, you know, they think you could play in the league, but you know, nobody really ever knows until you actually get there or get an opportunity or a tryout, and then they like, well, damn, like he really could play in the league. I knew you could do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I always knew as a kid what I wanted to do. I just didn't know how to do it, and just specific people throughout my life prior to me getting to New York, well, Long Park with the Jets, was critical for me, was critical for my career. That's basically how I got to where I needed to get to, because just people in the right places, and they just helped me out. Even to this day right now, it's for my life right now, as we speak, helping me get to where I need to get to.
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. New York Jets, were they the first team that you ended up with out of college, or was there a process before that?
There was a process before that. I went to a couple All-Star games. I went to the Dream Bowl, and I went to the Dream Bowl in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I went to the FCS Bowl in Miami, Florida. That was played at FIU. And I went to the FCS Senior Scout Bowl in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And, I mean, all those All-Star games gave me an opportunity to showcase myself and get seen by scouts and things like that. But the Jets were the first team I spoke to, and that was the team that ended up picking me up.
Okay, so they pick you up. You know, you go in, you start training, you start getting everything ready to go. What was it all like? I mean, it's got to be really cool to be playing for an NFL team.
mean, it was whatever you think it is, it was like a million times better than that.
Dang.
That's how I put it.
Okay, so what would you say was your best experience playing on the Jets?
Just like the simple things, like walking, being able to walk into the facility and really actually being a New York Jet, being able to put on your practice jersey with New York Jets written on it, and just like the simple things, just being around the guys, and it's just a different vibe that you get at that level. You're like, your blood is like boiling, like your adrenaline is rushing like constantly. It's just on a whole nother level.
Were autographs just a constant request by you? I mean, were there just tons of autographs that you had to sign over time, or how did that work?
Not yet. The biggest request was tickets. That was the biggest request.
It was what? I'm sorry?
Autographs what'd you say?
It was what?
Tickets. Game tickets.
Oh, okay.
That was the biggest request. I mean, I was an undrafted free agent, so nobody really knew about me except, like, locally, because I was from the area, and then just my college, and then, I mean, I had my pro day at Rutgers, so kind of sort of that community, but I didn't go to Rutgers, so, I mean, it was more of a request for, like, game tickets, I would say. I wouldn't say that I signed a lot of autographs like that, but I would say that social media was crazy. I was always getting DMs and things like that about what's going on and things like that, but I didn't sign a lot of autographs at that time.
What would you say would be the best perks that you were able to have while playing professionally?
What was the question?
What were the best perks? Yeah, like maybe, extra gear, or, you know, being able to fly.
I would just say in general, like, free things. Like, when you're at that level, people would just give you things for free, for like a picture or a post or a shout out or things of that nature. Like, you really don't pay for anything.
Wow.
Everything is pretty much like free. Like, you go out to the club, you get in for free, you get a VIP for free, you get free drinks. I don't really drink like that, but the people I was with, my boys, they drink. They enjoyed that a lot. I would say, like, your network is just more open. You're allowed to reach out to certain people that you weren't allowed to reach out to a week ago, 2 weeks ago, whatever the case may be. It's just all in all, the overall experience of being an NFL player, just the perk, like, there's perks all over the place. Like, your life revolves around perks.
Who were some of the cooler, big-time athletes that you were able to meet and come in contact with?
I would say Jasper Brinkley was very cool dude. He played for the Giants. What else would I say? I seen like a lot of people. It's like hard to like say who was the coolest.
Yeah. No doubt.
I would say Jasper Brinkley, because like I actually had like an in-depth conversation with him, and it was more so like, cause I mean, everybody's pretty much like cool, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, nobody's gonna just like throw you off or anything like that. But I would say, like, as far as like a person that, well, like I spoke to personally and had a conversation with, I would say he was like one of the cooler veterans that I've spoken to.
Were you able to build any relationships, any good relationships that maybe now you still talk to people, maybe text them or message them or whatever it is that played with you?
Not necessarily. Like, maybe, like, well, no, yeah, I'll say yeah. Yeah.
Okay, very cool.
Not like an everyday, you know, like, just check on you, like, what's going on, how you doing, and things like that.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, like, an everyday, like, friend, you know what I'm saying?
Right. No, I totally understand. I got you. Is it a business more than anything, the NFL?
Yes, it's very political, and business is, like, business and politics are neck and neck.
Wow. Interesting. So, after the New York Jets, you ended up signing and playing with the Nebraska Danger in 2017, an indoor football league team. You know, what was the biggest difference other than maybe the perks and things like that?
I would say my time with the Nebraska Danger was a good experience, learning experience. Things didn't work out there for me, but I would say overall, I learned a lot. I grew as a player a lot, and it was a great experience.
What would you say was better? I mean, just what was better overall? Was there anything in the indoor football league that was better, I mean, than the NFL?
Oh, no way. Not at all.
Not at all. Why were you, I guess, basically, why were you traded from the Nebraska Danger to the Cedar Rapids Titans?
It wasn't, it didn't work out for me there. I didn't feel like, I don't think my career is going to end in the indoor football league. So I feel like I don't have time to, like, there's no developmental aspect of the indoor football league. Like, the entire league is a developmental league. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So you can't, if you're not playing in games, you're not going to develop. So I felt like me and the coach, we had two different perspectives of me, and that's exactly how it went. Like, we had two different perspectives. He wanted to develop me into something that I didn't want to be, and I couldn't stay there. It didn't work out.
I got you. Okay, so did it end up being on your decision, or was it kind of a mutual thing?
No, it was my decision.
So you went to the Cedar Rapids Titans. You know, how was the team atmosphere going to the new team?
Cedar Rapids Titans, I'm actually still here. It's great. Actually, my head coach is Marvin Jones Jr. He's actually in the Jets Hall of Fame.
Wow, that's cool.
He's a great guy. Very knowledgeable guy. We have some other coaches here who are also great. It wasn't really a new, like, going into a new team, because I already knew pretty much, like, a third of the team already, because of just mutual friends, and we played together in Nebraska, or we have friends that they played with last year in different places and things like that. So it wasn't really a new experience as much as you would think, because I pretty much knew, like, most of the core guys here.
In the Indoor Football League, what are the players like? I mean, what does it mean to be a teammate? Are you guys tight-knit? Do you guys hang out, play video games, go eat, hang, and do all kinds of things like that? Or is it kind of just like an independent, you do your own thing kind of situation?
I would say Indoor Football League is definitely more team-oriented, because it's only 21 of us active on game day. So, I mean, everybody has their own personal lives that they deal with, but throughout the day, we're pretty much together all the time with meetings and weight room and practice. I mean, that's pretty much our day. throughout the week.
So now as you play for the Cedar Rapids Titans, you're still on a pursuit to get back into the NFL. That's your main goal, right?
Yes.
Okay, so as that's your goal, you're working hard, you're training, you're doing whatever it takes to kind of make your mark once again. You know, what teams have kind of voiced an interest in you?
I would say the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Carolina Panthers, and the New York Jets for NFL, CFL. I've spoken with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, Hamilton Tiger Cats, and the Montreal Alouettes.
Have any of those teams showed more interest than others?
I would definitely say the Steelers and the Panthers, and for the CFL, I would say the Tiger Cats.
So as a Steelers fan myself, I would love to see you go there to say, hey, you know what, I talked to Darren, he's a good dude, it's cool to root for him on my team, of course, so I'll be rooting for you to go there, but do any of those teams really stick out to you as far as, like, you would rather play there?
I would definitely rather play for the Steelers or the Carolina Panthers, but only because the assistant defensive line coach is a Jersey guy from the Carolina Panthers. That's Sam Mills Jr., and they're from Jersey. They're from Long Branch, New Jersey. Originally, they went to Montclair State University. So that would be a good connection for me to be along with somebody who kind of sort of understands me outside of football. The Steelers, I would love to play for Coach Mike Tomlin. I feel like it would be a great experience. And even the Jets, I would love to go back and play for Coach Bowles again.
You've been playing essentially on the east side of the United States. Are you just a big fan of cold weather, or does it not matter to you?
At first, I was a big fan. Like now, I want to move to more of a, I would say like a tropical environment where it's like pretty much no lower than like 75, 60 degrees all year round. That's pretty much where I want to get to. But I feel like you can train all year round, and that's how I want to get better all year round. So I want to be able to train all the time.
What are some of the biggest training techniques that you've been able to kind of get used to or start to really work on lately to kind of help you move along in your goals?
Can you ask that question one more time?
What training have you been really focusing on lately?
Right now, I'm in season, so more so football-specific training and quick twitch and explosive training, because that's pretty much the game, is your quick twitch muscles have to flow, and then football-specific, obviously, because we're in season and we have to stay more true to the game than just, like, doing a regimen program that's sold out for like 6 months. This is more like dialed in football.
I got you. So can you tell me what game day looks like in the indoor football league?
It depends on where you're at, actually. Because two weeks ago, we went to Arizona and we played the Arizona Raptors. They actually play in the Phoenix Suns arena. So it's like 15,000 people in there screaming Arizona Rattlers. It was a different experience, but it was very cool. We actually go back there on the 28th of this month. That's going to be cool. We play in the Sioux Falls Storm in South Dakota, Sioux Falls, and that, from what I'm hearing, it's very loud, and their fans are very gritty. They support their team, and I can't wait to be in that arena.
Do you guys fly everywhere you go, on road trips?
We definitely fly to Arizona, but we're in Iowa, so we're kind of sort of like in the middle. So everything from us is like a bus ride away.
That's pretty cool. That's nice. So what do you think about your uniforms, your jerseys? Do you guys get any extra gear to kind of just hang out in, or, you know, what's the team shop like?
We have, at the Danger, we got more gear than Cedar Rapids, but I kind of sort of don't even like wearing my team gear and stuff like that unless I'm doing like a team-oriented activity.
Do you feel like people kind of come up to you and kind of, what do they do?
Yeah, kind of, exactly. It's kind of like a bullseye because I'm already in Iowa, and a big black gentleman in Iowa, I mean, everybody around the city, they pretty much know why we're here, unless we're either playing for the University of Iowa or we're playing for the Titans.
Okay, that's a fresh take on that, yeah. Okay, so what do you do when it's an off day, when you guys have practiced or things are all over? You know, what is a day in the life of Darren Wilson when you're not playing football?
Training. I mean, I'm boring. I'm not a party guy. I'm dialed into my end goal, like, I'm living in the moment to get to my end goal, and that's to get back into the NFL. So I'm doing something football related. I mean, every now and then I play a video game or maybe go out to eat or something like that. But I don't get too caught up in the party lifestyle or going out or anything like that.
Are there any attributes that you would consider to be something that sticks out that you're most proud of? Maybe, you know, strength or, you know, footwork or technique. What is it?
I would say work ethic, like you said, strength, and I would definitely say footwork. Those would be my top three strengths.
All right, let's get away from football a little bit. Darren, you know, you talked about just kind of being able to relax and stuff outside of football. You know, you said a little bit about video games, maybe go eat or something like that. What are some of your favorite video games, some of your favorite, you know, forms of entertainment?
I'm usually a Madden guy, but this year I've been playing a lot of 2K this year.
Okay. And what about, like, movies or TV shows? Are you on Netflix? Are you watching, you know, Hulu or something like that to kind of just kind of keep your mind off things?
Yeah, I have Apple TV, so I'm always on Netflix or Hulu or Showtime, Anytime, HBO.
Do you have a favorite TV show?
Right now, not that the NBA playoffs is on right now. No,
right now.
Good call. Okay, so with that being said, obviously this is a sports show. We love interviewing you because you do play football at a high level, and it's really cool to hear from you. But let's talk about the NBA a little bit. Who do you think is going to make a real run for it this year?
I like the 76ers, and I like the Pelicans. The Pelicans last night, they definitely really impressed me. They harassed Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. Damian Lillard, I think he had like 7 turnovers last night.
No kidding.
And I just can't wait for Joel Embiid to come back to the Sixers. That's gonna be a great matchup to watch.
Coming out of New Jersey, were you a Nets guy? Or are you kind of like a Brooklyn Nets guy now? A Knicks guy? What are you?
Not at all. I never really went for any local teams aside for the Giants. Okay. Like straight hands the last couple of years. I'm a Kobe fan.
Hey.
NBA.
I like that. What was it about Kobe that stuck out to you? Maybe you model your athleticism after, or maybe you model your mental side of sports after.
Well, that's exactly what I try to emulate mentality-wise is Kobe. Definitely his work ethic and just his killer instincts. Him and Jerry Rice are my favorite athletes of all time because they weren't as gifted as your LeBron Jameses and your Randy Mosses and Bo Jacksons and things like that. They weren't gifted like those guys. They really had to put in the work and the time and the effort to get to their ultimate best versions of them. And that's what I basically hang my hat on, is that blue collar mentality.
Have you seen the special edition Kobe shoes that said, like, I think they say 4 a.m. on them, kind of just basically referring to the fact that he would get up and go train at 4 a.m. to get ready for season?
No, I didn't see those shoes, but I definitely saw that Ahmad Rashad interview when he was pretty much like revealing all of his like little secrets and things like that he was doing that helped him get the edge on the competition.
What is it that you do for football that's a little bit extra, maybe go that extra mile for training?
I work out like 4 times, 5 times a week. Normally guys don't do that in season, and I try to watch at least like during the beginning of the week, I would say like an hour's worth of film, but like towards the end of the week, getting closer to the game, I'll pretty much like fall asleep watching the games and going over film and studying my opponent and just basically like psychologically like running through the game in my head through my training and film.
So one of the things that the NFL is introducing, as a matter of fact, all sports are kind of coming around to this idea of virtual reality, using it to kind of just, without physically exerting energy, they're using their mentalities to kind of, see themselves doing things virtually. You know, would you warm up to that idea of maybe throwing on a virtual reality headset and kind of getting into the game without actually, you know, throwing your body around?
I think that actually is a good idea because most guys are visual learners. That would definitely be a great addition to all professional sports. In my eyes, virtual reality is great because a lot of guys play video games and things like that, so they'll be able to relate to the virtual reality a little bit more than just getting on a whiteboard or just watching film on a projector or even just being out on the field in a walkthrough. I feel that will just take your hand-eye coordination to another level and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a good take on that. And I don't know, it's kind of cool to be able to ask somebody that is definitely still in the shoes and playing football currently and just kind of how you would take that and kind of use that in your training. Darren, would you have any advice for young athletes that are, you know, aspiring to play in the NFL, to play in a professional level, to basically make a career out of sports?
High school kids, I would say grades first. Worry about all the partying and the girls. Put that after, prioritize. College, I would definitely say pretty much like base your life around what you want to do. So if you want to be a football player, that's who you should hang out with. That's how you should live your life in college. That's how you should live your summers off, your breaks for Thanksgiving and Christmas and things like that. Just like start diluting your mind and your body to the game, because if you do get a chance or opportunity to play at the next level, it's going to happen really fast, and you got to be ready immediately.
All Sports Best is sponsored by Albertsons Market, Kaleidoscoops Ice Cream & More, Constructors Inc., Bowen Insurance, and Fashion Eyeworks. Darren, do you have any shout-outs that you'd like to give?
grandmother, and I'll shout out to Cedar Rapids Titans.
Awesome, man. Hey, thank you so much for being on, and we wish you the very best for everything that you have to come in the future. And when we see you on TV, when we see you make that NFL squad, we're going to be real proud of having you on the show.
All right, man. Thank you guys for having me on the show. It was a blast.